Welcome to today's Rentschgut Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. KNIA KRLS News intern Libby Randall sits down with Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini to recap the most recent Pella City Council meeting.
For the past month or so, we've been talking a lot about the Washington Street Reconstruction Project. What is the latest on that, and when will that project officially start?
Well, first and foremost, Libby, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, with the proposed Washington Street Reconstruction Project, we actually have some news on that. The City Council did approve a construction contract for the project on that, and the construction contract was awarded to Blommers Construction Incorporated in the amount of $877,172. And so with that, let's get people up to speed on what the project entails. And what was being proposed is the total street reconstruction of Washington Street, and the geographical area will span from East First out to the intersection of Hazel and Washington Street. It's very important for folks to understand when we talk about the reconstruction project and as a whole, the Hazel and Washington Street intersection will remain open during the period of construction. So the project is stopped just short of that intersection. But when we talk about the project, we're talking about complete street reconstruction, as well as major utility infrastructure, including replacement of the existing water main, new sanitary sewer main, and in addition, there will be storm sewer improvements as well as a part of this project. Now, overall for the project, it's a rather large project for us. It's very important for folks to know that we're looking to start the project sometime right after tulip time, and the tentative completion date for the project is right around mid-October. Now, backing up, when we talk about the financial aspects of it, it was a large project for us, an $877,000 project. The engineer's estimate on the project was $900,000, roughly. And we did have some good news on the bids because the bids were lower than the engineer's estimate. Anytime that happens, it's always good news. But lately, we have been experiencing construction bids when there's been significant price escalations, and sometimes it's been difficult to predict on which projects it'll hit. We were fortunate not to have it on this project, but it is very important for folks to understand that with this, when we put the bids out, we received two bids. The next highest bidder was roughly $350,000 higher than the low bid on it. So after considering our options last night, the city has decided to move ahead with the project and conduct the street reconstruction this summer. Very important to note that one important aspect of the project has already been completed. That is the electrical underground conversion from the city's portion of the project. We have completed that, and we're simply working with the homeowners on Washington Street as far as their conversion projects and their timetable as far as getting that done. So that's already been done.
And moving on, a public hearing date has been set for the electrical improvements to the West Substation. Mm-hmm. What is the next step in that project?
What council approved was moving forward with the proposed ring bus conversion project for our West Substation project. And to get the listeners up to speed on this, what we approved last night was just simply setting the public hearing date for the project, and that public hearing date will be on May 2nd of this year. That's Monday, May 2nd. And they've also, council authorized staff to seek bids on the project. And when we talk about the West Substation improvements or the ring bus project of the West Substation, to get folks up to speed on that, we're talking about the West Substation. That would be the substation that abuts the city's diesel generating plant on Washington Street. And what's being proposed is the change in configuration of the substation. And just to oversimplify things right now, that substation is a very important substation for the city of Pella. Currently, there are five connections to that on the transmission system, the 69,000 kilovolt transmission system that connect directly to that substation. And from an electrical standpoint, anytime you get to five connections or more, one of the things that is you have to undertake, or industry standards suggest, is reconfiguration of the substation. Right now, all five of those connections connect to a single electrical bus bar. And from a safety and reliability standpoint, the issue at hand is if there's a fault on any one of those transmission connections that come into the substation, since everything connects to a single electrical bus bar, that could cause a major outage for the city of Pella. What we are doing in simplistic terms is we're reconfiguring that substation. Instead of having everything connect to a single electrical bus bar, we're going to be adding additional electrical bus bars. And we're actually, if you wanted to look at just a rectangle, instead of everything connected to one electrical bus bar, we're going to be putting the connections in the corners of the rectangles. And by separating out those connections in the corners, we're also going to put circuit breakers on each side of it. So the theory is if there's a fault on any one of those connections, we'll be able to isolate that connection, and repair that connection while the rest of the substation remains in service. And the reason why this is important is when you look at what that substation provides power to Pella, that would be the northern city limits that it provides power to, also the Walmart commercial area, the Westport commercial area, and the Moss Landon area. And so it's in our interest, and from a reliability standpoint, we deem the project worthy to reconfigure the substation, make it more reliable. And what we're trying to do is prevent a major electrical outage in our community and get ahead of the game. So it's a very proactive approach for this as well. Now, overall, as far as estimated cost of the project, we believe the engineer's estimate for the project is right around $3 million on the project. So it is a sizable financial effort by the city of Pella, but likewise, it's a very important project for us from a reliability standpoint.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.